We are the Pop Gorillas, and this festive season, I watch 31 Die Hard derivatives. Welcome to the party, pal! It's Die Hard on an aeroplane! Again! This derivative flies dangerously close to carbon copying its predecessor, however, in too many areas to mention. Here's a few. Got invited to the party by mistake? Check. Hijacking is a distraction? Check. Big bomb? Check. Demands for terrorist release? Check. Small crawl spaces? Check. Slimeball suit who gets shot? Check. Drive away bants? Check. Crooning over the end credits? Check. Evil antagonist falling from a great height to their death? Psych. Of course, none of it is as good as the OG is aping. Despite the best efforts of a charismatic Kurt Russell and a pouty Halle Berry and a quipping John Leguizamo. What does set Executive Decision apart is its mission objective to target tension over action, meaning the majority of the hijack rescue is spent crawling around and whispering in baggage holds and between cabin spaces, and very little time is actually spent on shooting guns and taking names. On felt pen on your forearm. I'm quite sure writers Jim and John Thomas, of Predator fame, didn't care at all about the logistics of time, distance, or plane design when scripting, and it's clear editor-turned-director-turned-editor again, Stuart Baird, couldn't give a flying fuck either. But, do you know what? Neither do I, when the supremely silly outcome is this winning and watchable. Even if, somehow, this 10-plus hour flight seems to be perennially flying through Sky City's magic hour. I half expected Flash to fly into shot to save the day, with Voltan and his Hawkmen swooping by in close proximity. Dive! Make sure you subscribe, because it's to your advantage not to miss all the festive treats we have in store for you. Yippee-ki-yay, movie lovers!